A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April the 7th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, it's all about Studio 7. Studio 7 turns 14. So it is the 14th anniversary of Studio 7.
To join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and our shortwave 15460 kHz. And we broadcast from Monday to Friday from 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Studio 7's 14th anniversary.
Since its inception in January 2003, Studio 7 has established itself in Zimbabwe as a balanced and reliable source for news and analysis of the evolving crisis which has pitted the government and ruling ZANU-PF party of President Robert Mugabe against opposition political parties and a broad array of reform-minded civil society organizations.
Opposition leaders and civil society activists cite Studio 7 broadcast as a major factor in the democratic reform process, given the virtual exclusion of dissenting voices in the state media. But some ruling ZANU-PF members call it a propaganda station, others call it a pirate radio station. Where do you stand on this debate? We want to hear from you.
If you wish to join the show right now, call us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, so kunjalo foi.
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi tutauti tinge tichitarisa nezwe memberero ze Studio 7 ze kushitsa edzo makore gumi nemana. Tutakunzwa kubva kwa muri kuti Studio 7 iri kukwanisa here kuita zvamunotarisira kuti nepfenyure inge ichiita. Kana paine pairi kupotsa, aiwa munotaura hapana makuva embuka. Kana paine pairi kugona, aiwa mopembedzawo. Nekudaro chirongwa nasi tinenge tichidakunzwa kunyanya kubva kune vatereri kuti mutudze zvamunofunga nezve Studio 7. Gibbs.
Yes, zvulukanda vana mutla sikuru mangani ke Studio 7 kuti Studio 7 kuini. Siya wasi Studio 7 se VOA ngapa eMelika. Bakona vati Studio 7 pirate radio station kuti ngabantu nje vapongo broadcaster vapezwe kuzihlahla nje into njalo. Kube khona vati no Studio 7 cha mnandi kakhulu. So sinokwazi lini ukuthi likubona njani khona ukuthi iStudio 7 ilikhiphela njani izindaba. So ke ukwenza ukuthi lingene kuhlelo siyacela ukuthi likhangele la ku VOA Shona la ku VOA Ndebele la ku Studio 7 ukuthi likhangeleke if live stream yethu. Kuzobuya ke le nombolo esilazo 001 202 619 2077. Khulumani sizo Zulu.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there are some people, Gibbs, with an institutional memory for Studio 7.
Yes.
Some might call the two of us, Johnny, come lately.
Yeah.
Mafikezulu.
Yeah, Mafikezulu.
So,
yeah.
We've invited one of the pioneers, one of the people who actually started Studio 7, that is from its inception, that is none other than our senior editor, Ray Choto. Is our in-studio guest tonight. Mr. Choto, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's a pleasure being hosted by you two guys today.
No, thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you can fire away.
Where are we today, Mr. Choto?
Oh, we're here today, 14 years down the line, after we started broadcasting to Zimbabwe. We started on January 27th, broadcasting in English, when we started as a project before it became a service. The situation at that time was pretty bad when you talk about the politics in Zimbabwe, where the opposition did not have space, where they were not even given an opportunity to air their views on the national broadcasting radio station like ZBC or on ZTV. When we started as an international broadcaster, that is there to give voice to the voiceless, and we have maintained doing that in our broadcast. We do not choose who to talk to. We give both sides, both parties, the opportunity to respond to the stories that we cover. But as I said, we started in 2003. And at that time, that's when also the government banned independent newspapers, namely the Daily News, the Tribune, where he used to work, also Gibbs. Mm-hmm. So, you can tell what kind of a situation that we were when we started broadcasting in 2003. People were not easily accessible to be talking to Studio 7, especially for fear of being labeled an enemy of the state or being afraid of being beaten by ZANU-PF. But we had people who were so courageous, like the late Jonathan Professor John Makumbe. I remember very well when he went on air. He was the kind of a person who gave people hope, mm-hmm. that people should not remain silent. They should articulate their views. They should speak openly. And that encouraged a lot of people to come on board, to start talking up. And I see Studio 7 as having played a role in widening the democratic space in Zimbabwe.
Of course, being Zimbabweans, now there's this prosperity gospel, but when the titles of those prophets is always founder so and so. Who were some of the founders of Studio 7, the guys that you started this project with?
Oh, it's a long list. We started with a very big number of people. We had Carol Gombakomba the late, who went on air as the Shona host with champion Chigwedu. These were the hosts in Washington. And in Zimbabwe, we had people like you broadcasting under the name Joshua Mambo.
Yes.
We also had Silas Dube as Chris Gande in Zimbabwe. We also had Patricia Ngube, who is now Praxedes Jeremiah. People were using broadcast names at that particular time because they were afraid of coming up openly, that they were reporting for Studio 7, because it was illegal, according to the then Minister of Information, Jonathan Moyo.
So now, Mr. Choto, looking at the strength of Studio 7 on the ground, how good is it?
We are pretty doing very well on the ground, although I still think that there is more room for us to expand, especially to go into rural areas where, the majority of the people do not have access to daily newspapers or the television, where we can take advantage of the radio, which can easily be accessed by people in the rural areas. I still think that we need to sort of broaden our coverage of the rural areas where, people are still being discriminated, be it in terms of food or access to all essential services. And I think that is an area that we need to sort of get into more, especially as the political landscape starts changing and getting a little bit tricky.
But tombotaura nechivanhu vacho to asi tinombozwa vamwe kuzvikuru kubva kuhurumende vachiti Studio 7 inotepfenyura zvisiri pamutemo yadi kuya kuzotepfenyura iri muZimbabwe.
Waita zvakanaka, Blessing, kundibvunza nerurimi rwamai vangu, nokuti izvo inini ndiri murume asingachinje mutipone kubva kacha. Tinobroadcasta kubva kuno kuAmerica kunoko. Murimi rweshona. Diri kuno kuWashington. Voice of America inepfenyura yepasi rose, like international broadcasting. Hapana panganzizvo tiri kubroadcasta tiri kutepfenyura zvisiri pamutemo. Vanhu vasinganyatsonzwisise mashandiro anoita international broadcasting stations. Tinooperata under broadcasting international broadcasting laws, where isisi tiri kuno kuWashington tichiteera mitemo yepasi rose inobvumidzwa kunzi vanhu vange vachitepfenyura. Hapana mhosva yatakambopara kana kuti yatakaita yekuti izvo tinganzizvo tiri kuita zvisiri pamutemo. ZANU-PF kana kuti hurumende ZANU-PF ingangotiwo zvayo hamuna kunyoresa kuti munge muchibroadcasta muri muZimbabwe, asi hapana panakatyorwa mutemo, nokuti izvo tiri kutepfenyura tichitedzera mitemo yepasi rose yekutepfenyura. Nokudaro hatisi kutepfenyura zvisiri pamutemo, asi kuti tiri kutepfenyura zviri pamutemo.
Gibbs,
I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Joyce Ngwenya, an independent political and economic commentator, is based in Harare. Baba Ngwenya, sawamukela kuhlelo. Yeah, so ngathini ke Studio 7, 14 years Studio 7 ndebele le Studio 7 shona zi broadcaster kuna mapa Zimbabwe ngathini?
Ya ngizange ukujabula sibili ngoba yazi ngathi ngiqala ukukhuluma ku Studio 7 kungu Brenda moyo wathi sekhona kwahle kwakhanya vele kwantshintsha umumo wokuzwisisa kwepolitics kwabantu beZimbabwe. Nami ngize so ngaqala ukuresearcha owenzela inxase ngifonelwa ngoBlessing Zulu labo Gibbs Dube labo bani ngibe ngihlala ngihlakaniphile. So ngathi ekhezi khona le ngizwa umzukulu wami ohlala ekhezi esithi ha malume vele isitafa lokuhlala sekulalele hathi sesikwazi kathe sethi umgambi vele wayesikucila hhayi kuyathokozisa sibe ukuthi lisesekhona bakithi.
Ngicela ufake ngesikhiwa sikwenze ukuthi abanye badobhe khonapho.
Ya phela abantu bezindawo umuntu akhuluma isikhiwa kodwa nje singathi khona you know the emergence of Studio 7 as an alternative factual broadcast station did wonders for the political environment in Zimbabwe. I mean, as far back, you know, I remember in the early years when Brenda Moyo was still around, and you know, it gave Zimbabweans an opportunity to understand, you know, the issues of politics from a different angle. And even for myself, I look, you know, when you guys phone me and tell me I research on these things, I've introduced a new culture of research and understanding of issues. So that when I comment, even my little cousin who is in Kazi there, whom I saw a number of years back getting excited, that look, we are really happy that at least we have a studio that talks about real things, not propaganda and play singing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, it's all about Studio 7's 14th anniversary. Gibbs, we have some interesting comments from our Facebook page. We have Jeffson Manyetu, who says, you are always up to date, and you are covering all areas from politics to economics, then to religious. You are also unbiased. Thank you so much. Keep on... keep up the standard. And then we have Tomupei Honorable Kamonere Weboso. Anoti ndedze manyepo dzose nhau dzamunotaura vanhu munonyepa ipi hapana kana wani yechokwadi. Moyo ndizvo ari kubva ati kikiki kuseka
kwepaabiti
achitiyo varipo vanoti munonyepa musavateedzere muri kurova pamusoro pechipande chaipo. Please. Musavi genyaya zaka kosha. Langton Langers Elsie says Studio 7 News is fair and unbiased. Your updates are spot on. Keep up the good work. Kenneth Mdara Rwamiwa anoti panyaya yekurerekera divi rimwe apa ndopatinopesana. Asi vatsvangirai hapana pavanokanganisawo kani. Ko ivo vamunorovera mavo vamunovenga vacho havanawo here pavanombogona.
Yes, labantu lapha ndilomnumzana uFelix lapho yabhala ukuthi khona iStudio 7 siyayizwa kakhulu kodwa ke nxa seHarare ikakhulu eMount Pleasant asilizwa kuhle ngoba kwabe kusithi shwa. I think there's some interference. Yeah, kuzobuya ke umnumzana ke uDumisani ukhona ngale ke eMagwegwe uthi ya lapho eMagwegwe silizwa kuhle kakhulu njalo lichaya kutophele madoda. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Uthe madoda lamantombazana abanye bathethwe phela umnumzana. So labo mama then kuzobuya ke okugcina I think uthe uJames. UJames Nxumalo uthi ye siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi selifikisa iminyaka eminingi. So yenzani likwenzayo kakhulu bafowethu. Nangoke.
Now Mr. Choto, you are hearing that the issue of balancing stories is one of the issues that the listeners value, and you are one of the gatekeepers. How do you ensure that the news is balanced, because Zimbabwe is a polarized nation?
We make sure that, I mean, whatever we are doing, we give both sides an opportunity to respond. So when we work with the reporters on the ground, we want to make sure that, I mean, if they are talking about A, what about B? We ask them, have you communicated with B, and what is the response from B? If it's a panel, we always bring these people, I mean, on the same platform, and we talk. And I still think that I have to make a point here that, yes, we still get that kind of criticism. I think people are being given an opportunity to express themselves. But if you look at the work that you are doing, you will see that we do not take sides. When you are talking about ZANPF, we also talk about MDC. We also talk about other political parties. So, yes, we accept what people say, but sometimes people just put words for the sake of, you know, throwing whatever they want to throw without facts. But the truth of the matter is that I'm the gatekeeper. I know what goes on air. And on a daily basis, I make sure that everything is balanced. We give both sides an opportunity to respond before we go on air. So As journalists, our role here is to work as the mirror of society. Mm-hmm. And the mirror looks itself. Sorry, when the society looks itself through the mirror, if it's ugly, mm-hmm. it shouldn't blame the journalists. Mm-hmm. It's the society that is ugly mm-hmm. because it's seeing itself through the mirror. And we are simply here putting that platform for the public to see what is happening. We do not take sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibbs. Now, looking at issues of piracy, I think the government has always said, oh, Studio 7 is a pirate organization and we shouldn't even think about it. But is it really a pirate station?
I explained that earlier on. Mm-hmm. As the Voice of America is an international broadcasting station which mm-hmm. broadcasts throughout the world. And it's mm-hmm. mandated by international laws. So, I mean, people use the language that they want to use. They can call us pirate radio station. They can call us illegal. They can do whatever they mm. can. But the truth of the matter is that VOA operates under international laws.
But how do you influence them? How can we influence them to say, no, we're not?
That's where the game is. But it's mm. a question of, are you educating somebody who is willing to be educated? Mm. We are talking with two people who are well informed. People who went to universities here in the United States mm. who know international law. But once they become ministers, they're appointed, they have to play a game according to the government of that particular day. So they are simply politicizing this issue.
So it's all politics.
It is.
I think we are being joined by our third guest. That is Mr. Rashwit Mukundu, media expert and former MISA director. He's in Harare. Mr. Mukundu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing.
Thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Mukundu, I mean, is there any need at the moment to have Studio 7 broadcasting from Washington, judging from the fact that the government is arguing that it has liberalized somewhat the media environment? We now have, the Star FM, ZFM, and some of these radio stations.
Well, the truth is that we now have a number of radio stations outside the state-controlled ZBC, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation. But what has not changed is the plurality of the voices within or that are heard from the stations. So in as much as we have Star FM, we have Diamond FM, we have ZFM, it is still the same voices that are linked to ZANU-PF, that are linked to the dominant political elite that are still heard. You won't hear opposition voices, you won't hear critical information from civil society, from ordinary citizens on any of these stations. So to some extent, in terms of the content that is being broadcast on a daily basis by these stations, there are still extensions of ZBC. So you realize that we still need Studio 7 to continue broadcasting quality, balanced information that captures the diversity of voices in Zimbabwe on as many issues so that we can maintain a balance of information. So the bottom line is that there is a lot of diversity in terms of new players, but there's a lack of there's a lot of plurality in terms of new players, but a lack of diversity in terms of the voices that are being heard. To a large extent, we do have the narrative of ZANU-PF being broadcasted by all these stations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Gibbs?
Now, back to you, Mr. Choto. Looking at the media, generally in Zimbabwe and, all over the world, it seems as if, the social media is becoming the in thing. So at the end of the day, do you think that maybe Studio 7 has to go that way?
There is no way we can just sit and not go with the flow of technological advancement. The social media has really taken over so many things. And today we are happy that we are broadcasting on so many different platforms. We can have news on the mobile, you can have news on Facebook, you can have news on WhatsApp, you can have news on Twitter. So these are all technological developments that we must make sure that we go with them. There is mm-hmm. no way we can just sit down and not go with the flow. That mm-hmm. is the direction that we should be taking. As you can see, we are doing quite a lot of stuff that has to do with the web, social media, Facebook. I mean, people are really listening to your live talk right now through Facebook.
Mm, but so, basically, it won't kill the actual broadcasting, you know?
I don't think that is going to kill as such because, you know, broadcasting is going to remain. It has been there for so many years and you still need it. But what I'm simply saying is that because of technological advancement, we need to start embracing whatever comes up as a way of communicating with people. Radio will remain as radio.
Because I'm taking this from what newspapers have gone through. You know, they've been decimated by the internet. And at the end of the day, I mean, if somebody's not ready, then that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good, I mean, example of newspapers being taken over by online stuff and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, where radio will remain radio is that, I mean, you are driving from work or we are going to work, you are driving. Mm-hmm. You'll tune in and listen to the news. And that will be on radio. You cannot go on the internet when you are driving. So radio will be there for a long time to come.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, in Africa, it's still dominant. Regati bodzokera zvakare ku Facebook tata dzokera kune vamwe vanyarikano vedu tinamukoma Anton Tavonga Chikore vari kuti kudhara maispaka but now hamuna nyaya zvachose maimboti torwa tisina divi ratinorerekera but now mave naro divi hatizoti ndiripiro Edward Kuraone anoti maimbogona kare iko zvino mave neside saka dzokai pakare pae be of God. Isaiah Tax anoti kwangu haibati so ndagara ndiri behind munodi matunyorerawo four headlines kwete kungonyora in short. Trevor Officers anoti makapenga munogona muri updated keep it up. Tafadzwa Mugariwa anoti munowanza nemachete zvimwe zvese number one. Wilbert Maburuke fresh anoti fresh news and up to date always. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. Tiendera mberi tichiverenga zviri kunyorwa nevateereri Gibbs.
Yes, bone lapo kuti Slobani ke ose ku Facebook. Kunondoto lapo kuti unguhobe uti ngisemberengo. Kuti lapo emberengo esilako kuti ngwalale Studio 7 yakitiniswa ngabanye abantu bezano. So iko ngani kuya sihlupa. So silalela iradio singaphansi kwembheda. So that's very interesting. So I think that's one of the issues. If somebody is in Zim and you listen to Studio 7, somebody chases you around, right?
We have received those reports where people are being victimized and sometimes even the radios are being confiscated by the police and also people who we believe are ZANPF, I mean, supporters. Yeah, that fear is still there. Because the situation in Zimbabwe is still tricky. There is no freedom of expression in Zimbabwe. You may express yourself, but there is no freedom after expressing yourself. That makes people, you know, get scared. But things are slowly changing because, you know, all these people who are sending comments, the majority of them are from Zimbabwe, which means they are listening. They are finding ways of listening. We also have people from rural areas who are listening to Studio 7. But when it comes to during political campaigns and elections and things like that, the situation changes a little bit because the ruling government does not protect people who would want to listen to alternative news.
Let's go to unfortunately, our guests, being told that they got cut off, but I wanted to go to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya and ask him probably about areas where he feels Studio 7 needs to improve. Maybe we'll be able to get back to him. Seregati mboverenge zvakare mamwe mashoko atikutambira kubva kuvateereri pa Facebook. Alex Dzimira anoti muri mouthpiece ye opposition and the West. Manik Nyoni anoti aiwa rambai makadaro muchitudza chokwadi chinoitika munyika yedu. Kudza Nai Singadiwe anoti very very nice. Mark P Poly K anoti pamwe munomboeza miripiri kuti zvichikise. Nolini Mutana urwa anoti munogona basa varume musiri imi taikuvara nemanyepo pamwe nengano. Smart Boy Maroa anoti that's correct. Joe Tsekese anoti aiwa makapenga pasina imi news taisato verenga. Ndo zvimwe zviri kubva kuvateereri asi tanga chimbotaura nenyaya yekukosha kweradio vachoto mukati yakakosha zvakadii tichitarisa kunyika yakaita seZimbabwe?
Radio yakakosha nekuti izvo sekumbotaura kwandaita kuti izvo vanhu kazhinji vari kumaruva havana magetsi. Kana une radio yako unongotenga mabattery woterera nyuzi zako. Kune dzimwe radio dzinoshanda nesolar. Saka zvinoita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana nhau. Zvakare zvakasiyana nenewspaper raunonenge uchinotenga pepa every day. Vanhu havana mari. Saka kana une radio unonzwa nhau, unongotenga radio kamwe chete. Changosara kungoterera mutero nekutenga mabattery. Zvasiyana nekuenda kutenga mapepa zvinoitwa nevamwe mumazuva ese. Saka radio chinhu chakakosha kuvanhu nekuti izvo Africa but not only Africa chete. Kusanganisa dzimwe nyika sezvamunoziva kuti VOA panapa ino broadcasta kunyika dzakawanda. Kunana Asia, kunana Russia, kunana Middle East. Vanhu veiko vanenge vachiterera VOA vachishandisa maradio, vachishandisa internet, vachishandisa macellphone avo. Saka zvese izvozvi zvinobetsera kuti nhau dzinge dzichitaurwa dzichinzwikwa, vanhu vachinzwa nhau dzechokwadi. Saka maonero angu ndekuti izvo radio yakakosha ende charamba yakakosha kuZimbabwe, zvikurusa kuvanhu vanogara kumaruwa vasina magets, vasina mari yekutenga mabepa mazuva ese, nekuti mabepa acho haatombosvika kumareserva kwacho. Saka vanhu vanenge vakutongowana mukana wokunzwa nhau kuburikidza neradio. Ende chinondifadzwa ndechekuti izvo tinonzwa kuti izvo vanhu vanonzwa radio yedisi Studio 7 kakawanda kudarika ZBC. Zvichireva kuti izvo radio yedisi masaisai ayo akasimba. FM hatisati takubrodiswa paFM, asi ivo vane FM vacho kuZimbabwe vari kutadza kusvika muvanhu. Saka radio sekutaura kwandaita zvakare icharamba iriko ende vanhu vacharamba vachiteerera radio.
Zvilomakota Lorraine uti congratulations, keep on doing a nice job guys, we love you. Then Mandla Dube says thanks very much Studio 7, and then Jacob Munangi says thank you Studio 7. Patson Kupe Mohlabe Mohlabane says thanks to Studio 7, I'm in Cape Town and listening right now. Then Robson Mwale says kwaze waba kuhle uRachoto ngamgcina kudala ngisakhula isihlanganiswa late lamhlanje ke 14 years later, happy birthday lonke kona ngapho Lauray ngiyakubingelela.
So that's good news.
Yeah, yeah. Can you say something to him?
Thank you for being a listener for the past 14 years, my brother. We will meet one day, but keep listening.
Then we've got another guy, Utung Privilege. Privilege Jarade says, yeah, thank you guys. Very nice thing, I think.
Indeed. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about its 14th anniversary. Tine mumwe mutereri wedu watila kuti tinge tichitaura naye apa. Gibbs, we have probably our first caller, Mukoma Hemi. Mukoma Hemi, muripo here parunhare?
Munofara.
Aiwa tiri nani edu. Mukoma Hemi, nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iyi tiri kutaura kusvitsa kwemakore gumi nemana kweStudio 7. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Mukoma, chokutanga ndinotenda basa iro rakati kurei riri kuita iri. And zvinoda varume vakaita senu kuti mukwanise kutaura zvinenge zvichisika vamukuta kutotanga kutotaura kunyadzo kutotya kuti zvinozoitwa sei mazuwana. Saka zvii zvinokudzwa kuti tirambe tichingodaro. Ndinotenda nebasa rakanaka ramunoitawo.
Aiwa, nesuwo tinotenda.
Zvakafanana neizvi zvekuti kana iyo zvinokodzia zvichiitika tinototanga kutozvinzwa ikokoko, iko kunokwatiri kwacho zvisati zvisati zvazvimbwa. Saka zvinhu zvekutiwo zvinenge zvichitendwawo pakanakawo panenge paitika chakanaka zvinoda kutendwa. Kunga ndizvo zvizhinji zvandingangoti wedzerei pane izvozvo.
Asi pane zvimwe here zvirongwa zvamunofunga kuti dei Studio 7 yawedzera zvingakubatsirei imi semuteereri?
Munoziva kuwanza sauti zvinopedzisira zvisanake sofa sauti yamakaita iyo yakanaka chaizvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Hemi paSouth Africa.
Aiwa, zvinotendwa baba.
Aiwa, tatenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
I think we've got some people that are waiting to say a lot of things. I think we've got videos and all those kind of things. Let's hear what some of those people are saying about Studio 7.
Hayi, sesalibonani isizwe sihle. Ibizo umuthusi bashimani Ndlovu. Kodwa abaningi ke ngawo loyo msebenzi siyaziwa njengomadlela. Besifuna nje ukunivezela sizwe sihle ukuthi hayi iStudio 7 into ebaluleke kakhulu yimedia platform esiza kakhulu thina sengama artists ngoba umsebenzi wethu bayakwazi ukuthi bawufikise ebantwini batshela isizwe batshela abantu ukuthi manje siyenza lokhu nalokhu nathi ke ekukhuleni kwethu nje njengoba namhlanje umadlela lo esekhule khulile singasho sibabonge sithi khona hayi bayenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu ngokusiveza ebantwini siyafisa ukuthi bangaqhubekela phambili benze umsebenzi omuhle kodwa ke thina nathi njengoba kuyi platform yokuthi nathi siziveze sengiyothatha le opportunity ngizimakethe iStudio 7 ivuma ukuthi kune caller tune esikhitshwa ngulomdala umadlela MTN mawukwazi ukuthi une sim card ye MTN uyakwazi ukuyithola ibe caller tune kuwe unga SMSa inamba ethi 4909929 uthola ungamnanga samamoyi SMS a 230180 ngizophinda futhi SMS this number this code 4909929 we SMS to 30180. Utholi caller tune ye MTN eka ngamna kusamamo wadla bani bani. What's up that? Hi siyabonga.
Ikamera mu ntande inkosi moyo. Ejohns take ngihlale eKensington, eZimbabwe ngibe eKhezi eMadopo. Isitudio 7 mina njenge news source ingisize ukuthini? Siyakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani around us eSouth Africa indaba zezenophobia zinalesi zizwa ngayo ukuthi kwenzakalani ekhaya siyakuzwa lathi noma silapha ekudeni so it has been really helpful ibe luncedo kakhulu ezimpilweni zethu ngoba yonke into ebasitshela yona into eliqiniso futhi ekuground ezinye izinto esiyabe singazitshelwanga ngama news sources egovernment kumbe awasekhaya. So iStudio 7 iluncedo.
Yeah, uyasinceda kwesinye isikhathi kodwa kwesinye isikhathi very lathi kasikwanisi ukuthi sushe. Ama waves angkhona kwezinye indawo vele kafike kakuhle. So kuyabe kuhlupa ngabe ema reserve ngale njengegogo. Kwesinye isikhathi kawusuzikwanisi ukuthi uzuthi kuyabe kukhulunywa ngokwani. So siyabe sicela lathi ukuthi bangakwanisa. Kube kukwaniseka la ukuthi abantu abasemakhaya ngale bakwanise ukuthi bayebesizwa la ukuthi kuyakukhulunywa kuwona.
Kodwa nxa ukhangela indlela abahlela ngayo izindaba zabo wena uthini lapho?
Indlela yangikhona lami ngiyayithakazela kakhulu. Angike ngakomplaina khonapho. Bayasebenza labo bantwana bayasinceda lathi la mavoice ethu siyake sisizwa abanye bethu bekhuluma khonapho eredweni vele siyahle sithakazeke lapho.
So those are the Studio 7 listeners, and they've got some mixed kind of perspectives. So one of them is Mr. Madlela. He's a very big actor in South Africa, but he's a Zimbabwean. So he was saying he's marketing now using Studio 7 because Studio 7 is the in thing. So he's very happy to be associated with Studio 7. And then this guy who was the last one in the video is Mr. Mavune from Kokwe. So he's saying sometimes you can't even hear a thing on Studio 7. So it's difficult really to catch whatever we'll be talking about. So it's because of the waves. Maybe somebody is crumbling them or, you know, all those kind of things, or maybe blocking them. Then we've got a lady there who was speaking, and she was saying basically she loves Studio 7, because Studio 7 is very much helpful. So there's a lot that is associated with us.
Maybe before we bring in our next in-studio guest, Mr. Choto, your last word to our viewers and listeners.
I would like to say congratulations and Makorokoto. I'm Shope. Keep listening to Studio 7. Chirongwa chenyu. Ticharamba tichitepenyura nawo dzechokwadi dzichibva kuno ku Washington asi dzichitunge dzichitika ku Zimbabwe ikoko. Nokudaro tinoti rutsigiro rwenyu rwakakosha. Rambai muchititsigira kana munisipo Studio 7 aipo. Studio 7 chirongwa chevanhu. Studio 7 is a program for the people of Zimbabwe. Gifts and blessing. I'm Shope. Makorokoto. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, is Mr. Ray Choto, one of the senior editors. Now, Gibbs, seem to be having problems with the phones. Our guest, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, and Mr. Mkundu got cut off. I don't know if we have them now. I see Tine Mumwe Muterere Watina Ye. Ndivani Va Django. Hello, Magadi.
Chinovara Magadi.
Ndiana, ndi Johnso.
Johnso.
Aikashe. Murize mkoma Johnso.
Chinovara Magadi wa rumi vanye venura.
Pane venuro tirina. Ni mafone ari kunetsa. Mkoma Johnso vapinda sei apa?
Aiwa, takwana kwana.
Takwana kwana. Right, mkoma Johnso. Nasi tiri kutaura nezve kusa makore gumi nemana kwe Studio 7. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Aiwa, tinotenda varume basa rokubatwa. Tinotenda tirikuwana nhau chaidzo chaidzo dzinofanira kunge tichiwana isiwe ruzhinji. Zvisina kumbunyikidzwa, aiwa, inhau dzakanaka. Avo vanotaurawo zvokuti hamusi kutepfenura, aiwa, mafungiro asi isiwe ruzhinji tinotenda kwazvo. Tinotendai varume, murambe makadaro.
Ndezvipi zvirongwa zvamunofarira mukoma Jones?
Pastudio zvose mukoma, zvose tozvifarira chose. Zvose hapana kana chirongwa kana chimwe chatopotsa.
Ko pamunotiwa padei Studio 7 yawedzera mbichana nepapi?
Tinochepa panguva because nguva yamunotipfenura ipfupi pfupi kwazvo. Dai maigonawo kuimprovawo mito kana zuva rose muripo pamhepo apa. Tingafara kwazvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Johnso.
Aiwa, tinotenda madzishe.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, that is one of our listeners. Mkoma Johnson, he says he enjoys listening to Studio 7, but he says, you know, if it was possible, Studio 7 should broadcast for the whole day because the time is so limited.
I'll give you the platform to introduce our next guest.
Right? Of course, one of our senior editors, Praxidis Jeremiah, better known as PJ. How are you, PJ?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us as we celebrate Studio 7's 14th anniversary. Gibbs.
PJ, unja?
Nyaphila, unja nto?
I'm PJ. 14 years, 14, eh?
Yeah. Look, it's gonna.
I want to.
Ngakuthiwa umntwana uzelwe siqalisa ngabe namhlanje sithi ule 14 years useyi teenager.
Yeah.
Usekhulile ngempela. Uyabe seku high school la ku high school. Ube luhambo olude ukuze sifike lapha and kube le ngoqoko eziningi along the way. Kodwa ke inguquko esiyamukela ngenjabulo. Ngabe sifisa ukuthi nana nasiyenza okwedlula lapho esikwenzayo okwamanje. Ngizo yabalalela abaningi besithi ngabe kuyangezelelwa isikhathi.
Sayila ngalokho sizidinde kuzo
24 hours. Sathi siqalisa lo msakazo ukusakaza eVoice of America njenge Studio 7. Esintwini kumbe ngithi esindebeleni sasisakaza imizuzu elishumi kuphela.
10 minutes.
Kodwa kwaya ngesikhathi hayi lathi saqhelisa isikhathi saba imizuzu engamashumi amathathu njengezinye indimi. Sangezelela lalabo esisebenza labo abaseZimbabwe, abaseSouth Africa, abaseBotswana, oBulawayo, Harare. Yes, tikitini. Mina ke ngaqala ngisebenza ngiseHarare. Bengathi vele ngaba ngowesifazane wakuqala ukungena usebenzela umsakazo weStudio 7. Ngangisakaza ngilebizo elokuthi Patricia Ncube.
Walto banjani. Bona uka nje Patricia yim love sengona.
Ncube le isibongo sika mama. UPatricia umntana. So ngabambanisa amabizo amabili. Umntana moyinkazana le lesibongo sika mama. Asasebenza sibili kuhle. Ngalelo bizo. Kwazi ukuthi lapho sengisiza ngapha ngoba saqala khona lapho sasisakaza siseZimbabwe. Even uhlelo lwangikhona ngokwalo i 10 minutes yonke yona leyo. Ngangisakaza ngiseZimbabwe. Ima ngaqala. Sijoinisa ama intros. Sithumizela nge kwakungakabi le internet eqinileyo. So sasithumizela. Hayi sasithumizela nge ngo nge phone. Babe joinisa. Akwazi ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi bakubona ukuthi nana ungumsebenzi onzima. Basebenzithi kutheni ukuthi ubuye nga.
Ehhe.
Basebenzithatha ibusebenzeke lula. Sabuya ke sasebenza ngabuya ngapha. Ngahle ngavalelisa eZimbabwe. Ngabuya ke ngazosebenza ngegama lami. Yaye.
U-President Jeremiah.
Yee.
Awubona ke. Yee, ukuthi ngikubamba umlomo ngona. So uyazivela zulukandaba lapho uyachasisa ke u-President Jeremiah. Ukanye ngazani Studio 7 vela kachana kakhulu. Waye ngu-Patricia Ncube sekumthengisa la.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7, a live talk, and we are talking about Studio 7's 14th anniversary, and of course, we want to hear from you, our listeners, but phones today, Gibbs, have been a bit problematic.
Yes, yes.
But of course, we want to urge our listeners to, of course, keep trying. And PJ, with Ray earlier on, and one of the issues that, you know, listeners want is balanced news.
Yes.
And how do you ensure that the news is balanced? You are on the belly desk.
We always, in our interviews, in our stories, we always always look for balance. We always talk to both sides of this of the story. Those who are against and those who are for whatever is going on. And if ever there is a beef.
People are allowed to complain, right?
And yes.
You know, you did hear by side of the story.
Yes. We always try and reach out.
Though sometimes it's difficult.
It's very difficult, especially on the side of some other political parties or government officials, which you have to have. So there's so much red tape that you have to go through in order to interview somebody. But some of them are very agreeable and they are very reachable. Yes. Throughout the years, but there are some who are really very difficult. But we've made inroads. When we started off, it was very difficult to speak to government officials. Yes.
Yes, we've got some people that are sending messages blessing, and one of them is Simon Mapere, who says, you are our only hope as far as Real News is concerned. We are going to watch you in 2018, and we know most of these small radio stations won't make it. And as far as your editorial policy is concerned, you are the best. Election time, pick up Studio 7. Then Dean Mashi says, keep up the good work, guys. Listen to that. And then we've got Ndai Choto, I think he wrote in Shona. So maybe you're going to read that message. And then we've got Edward Pikitai. He says, I mean, Namibia, phone me right now. Let's try him, eh? So what is Tendai saying there?
Tendai is saying, Makorokoto. Tendai choto harukuti makorokoto egumi nemana kumuriyosi Studio 7 ndakatanga kuinzwa ndiri muform 6 muna 2003 ndaifarira mukadzi ainzi ndimi yake achiti this is Studio 7 coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington DC. And from the Yasoguna is
the you really hit a tangent.
And of course, the man himself, RSC, that's Ray Choto. Thank you so much, Tendai, listening from 2003.
I think we've got a caller here, Mnumzana Tabani. Tabani Unjan.
Yeah, Pirunja.
No, Mpile Kakulu, I've got about Tabani.
It's a Chobek.
Unjan, a Chobek.
Hayi khona ku right.
Yee ungathi nike nge Studio 7. Khuluma intando yakho sibili ungasi but ungasivake kuhle ukuthi hayi enxa kunje kunje. Khuluma intando yakho.
Hayi nami ngiyajabula nje ukuthi ngiyasilalela iStudio 7 isikhathi nesiningi manje ngithola isikhathi ukuthi nje ama-waves akhona sometimes asokalisa kancane.
Kwabe kusokolisa njani? Labe senza njani?
Ayahlupha nje ukuthi uyithole kahle.
Ukuthi uyibambe?
Eh.
So ligcina senzani?
Hayi ayilalela nje uma ngiyithole kahle lapho ngesikhathi yami esithole ngaso.
Nxa ungaya ekhaya uyayilalela kumbe kunzima?
Hayi ngiyayilalela akuna problem.
So khuluma ke utsho ukuthi nxa usukukhangele khonokho esikhuluma ngakho esidala ukuthi sikubhale likuzwe khonapha eredweni ungathini ngakho?
Hayi khona kuyasisiza ngoba thina siyabe into ezinye siyabe sisenzakala siyabe singazathi. So ziyasisiza ukubana sizizwe noma singekho ekhaya.
Kodwa ke kukhona obona ngazani asikukwenzi kahle?
Hayi mina mbona ngathi hayi konke kwenzeka ku-right.
Shuwa sibe. Abantu
bayithola information efaneleyo.
Akulokunye ungathi but lapho dube phela mbona ngani litshaya eceleni phela.
Hayi hayi khona hayi mina mbona ngokubona umbono wami mbona ngathi hayi ku-right.
So ke akutshela abantu nge-Studio 7?
Hayi ngathi singaqhubeka nje sisakaza ngoba state information e-right kakhulu.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Thabane, kukhona okunye ofuna ukuphosa khonapho?
Hayi akusekho okunye.
Sibongela kakhulu mnumzane ungathina kusasa.
Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, that is Mr. Thabane is in Johannesburg. He says sometimes the airwaves are problematic. So at the end of the day it was difficult to tune in. You know, so but he says he listens to us every time, even if he goes home. So he says we are doing the best. Yeah. Right?
Tombo dzokira zvakanakira pidge yano kuluma speak
and talk
ameloji manyika kuti vangobhuya here
ndina bhuya nebereketa
chikaranga uya bereketa
ndino bereketa
chikaranga bereketa bereketa bereketa.
Of course, Tombo kuti zvishoma bichana nechishona tichiti pamaka tanga chirongwa chendebele mainge muchita ma minutes mangana vanhu varikuchema chema nenyaya yenguva.
Taka pataka tanga chaipo chaipo takatanga tiri taiti makumi maviri 20 minutes yeshona and then poya ndebele 10 minutes poya chirongwa 30 minutes chakanga chagara chiripo. Asi nekufamba kwenguva vanhu vakachema chema tikateerera zvaitaurwa nevanhu ndopataka zowedzerawo kuti Shona 30 minutes, Ndebele 30 minutes, English 30 minutes.
Saka mwakatanga chirongwa che Ndebele ndanani, ma pioneer, ma founder, kana founder.
takatanga tiri inini, Brenda Moyo, Chris Gande,
Ray.
No,
kuNdebele.
Oh, Ndebele.
Yeah, Ndebele.
I'm putting him in the wrong place.
Standekile. Mhlanga. Takazoita futi vamwe. Ana vakanga vari kuBulawayo takazoti and pakauya Chris kuno. Takazojoin mwana Ntunga Mili Nkomo. Taive nevamwe ana Silas. Silas, I just watch in the Silas Ani.
Moyo.
Send libeli. Silas ungwenya kumbe answer was. Kodwa ibaba kuqala sibili bona lawo ndo vakatanga tanga. Takazoenda nekukura nekufamba kwenguva tichiwedzera.
Kuswana uko.
Kuno Botswana, South Africa, Tanana Benedictine Lapo, Anna Martin Nguenya, Vanana Nompumelelo Moyo, Anna Mavis Gama, and Vamova Ingopinda, Vamova Chibudo, Vamova Chiregeza, Sagango Daro Astrungo Kura. Uye kana mishina yekushandisa chaiyo. Yakanga yakasiyana inini pandakabva ku ZBC ndakanga ndisingazive kushandisa inonzi Dalet. Asi ndakasvika ndikadzidzira kunoku because takanga tichiri kushandisa Mario. Asiko zvino izvi tatoivhovha kubva kana badaleti pacho. Endi taiti kana tichirekoda kuti titumire mastories kunoku. Taitumira nefoni ne landline chai. Asiko zvino izvi takukwanisa kukutumira
pa kompyuta
kungobaya baya. Mana MP3 ana MP4. Ayo iko zvino zvareruka zvachose. Endi unoona kuti kana even my videos. Ku ZBC waitoona munhu achitoita mamhasuro ekutakura makamera. Asi iko zvino izvi takungoshandisa ana maiPhone. Zvakutofamba.
Awa tinotenda PJ. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Philip ari kuBotswana. Mukoma Philip.
Baba.
Pari sei paBotswana?
Ndizvo zvomwana wababa angu.
Nhasi tiri kumbotaura nezvestudio 7. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ona mwana wababa angu ya. Inini hangu zvandinoonawo inini tafamba nenguredi zvakanaka asi maonero angu ndeaya. Ndapinda muchirongwa kazhinji ndichida kutaura pamusana pandanzwa pamambuti mamuchibvunza mamuchiticha munoshuvira kuti dai zvanga zvichitaurwa pachirongwa ndezvipi. Saka inini ndinoti dai Studio 7 yanga yaita divi rainodi rainorerekera irege kuva both kuti kunoku iriko zvese yonzinova inotema isina kwera aiwa. Saka ndinoti dai zvainzi Studio 7 kunyanya pamamwe pangu ini zvandoshavira zvondoshuvira ni dai yanga ichinzaro fanika zva ndinozvitaurira nekuda kwomuZimbabwe kuti muZimbabwe dambudziko runondirwadza inini rurimi rwatinotaura kana kuti ndimi dzatinotaura pakati pedu nehama dziri kuti kana tikateerera pachitaurwa paStudio 7 tikateerera zvakaita kana mumachitaurwa kuChindeveri tikazoteerera mumachitaurwa kuChishona mukateerera matauriro achona manje zvinoita sekuti Studio 7 iri kukushidzira mamwe marasha ekuparadza kumwe kusingafi kwakavakika muZimbabwe. Saka ndiri kuti ndandifungira kudai zvainzi muStudio 7 vaiita chirongwa chekuti tingotaura hedu zveshoko raMwari zvisingazoiti kuti pawanikwe mumwe munhu anozoti inini ndiri kudivira kati.
Asika, mumachechi macho imomo, mukoma Philip. Mumachechi imomo mune kuwirirana here? Hati vamwe vemapostori tombozwa kuti vanetsana nevakawamakandiwa, vanetsana nevakawapagaya, pane kuwirirana here? Vamwewo havasi vechitendero chechikristu.
Very good, mwana wababangu. Ndonyaya yatiri kutaura. Kana tichitaura nyaya yechinamata, hatisi kutaura pamusa. Inzwa shoko raKristu rinotaura kuti takabhabhatidzwa muna tenzi Jesu Kristu, kwete masangano, kwete mazita evanhu. Ndonyaya yatinenge tichida kuti titaure, mwana wababangu. Kwete zvemazita evanhu. Tarisa kuti muZimbabwe chiri kutiparadzira Zimbabwe chii. Inyaya yekuti mina ndakakuruma isiNdebele. Nyatsokukuruma oshoneni. Uyabona kuti mina mangikuruma ngapa mina. Nyakuruma ngapa. Manje aya akombayo kuti vele nyalwa lomhlobo okukhuluma ngawo wena. So ipapapo ndondozvo zvinorwadza pamwe pangu kuti handizivi hangu muchinamato zvese zvinonopera because isi tinenge tichitaura zvatenzi Jesu Kristu hatitauri pamusana pemasangano hatitauri pamusana pemunhu ndonyaya isina kwayakarerekera inini kana mukaramba muchitaura muchiti hatina divi ratakarerekera kana mukaramba muchitaura muchidaro I become suspicious pamuri because Right, mwana wababangu.
Aiwa, kana tichiti hatina divi ratinorerekera, tiri kutaura panyaya dzemapolitical party.
Matova nedivi ramakarerekera, nekuti ipapapo rega ndikupindura ndoda kubvunza. Right, matova nedivi ramakarerekera, unoziva here kuti shoko raMwari rinoti kudii nekuda kwezvinotaurwa pamusana pemapolitical party zvamunenge muchitaura imi. Tarisa uone matukirwo ari kuitwa president muZimbabwe. Asi munhu mukuru hakusi here kuropafadzwa kana tikauya kuChikristu kana tikauya pashoko raMwari edge yamugabe kuva nemunhu akadaro rega nokupe tsamba tora popoint unyore Revelation chapter 4 verse 4 uverenge unyore futi chapter 5 verse 5 Jesus Christ unyore futi chapter 7 verse 13 unyore futi chapter 19 verse 5 unwe kuti edge handisi kutaura pamusana pemabasa emunhu uyu uye munhu kana achiiswa pakutonga haaiswi nemunhu vaisraeri vakanzi unganai apa namwari mwari ndokuchibva vasarudza samuel vajudha vakanzi chiunga mwari vakaita ivo vega sungano yavo kutora dhavhidhi vachimuisa apo asi edge ka kana takutaura pamusana peage zivai maZimbabwe zivai pavane nguva zivai zvatinofana kurwira nezvatinofana kutsvaga pa this time yatiri kurarama inei
asi mukoma Philip vamugabe vakasarudzwa nevanhu kana tichiita utongo hwejekerere vanhu vakasununguka kuti kana vapotsa vachitaura kuti apa mapotsa hazvine hapana havana kusarudzwa namwari handiti vakasarudzwa nevanhu
inzwaka vanhu vanozadzisa very good tinyora futi chapter 16 pavhesi ra33 yaproverb unzwe kuti mwari vakati kudii kana vachiisa vatongi venyika mwari ndo vanoisa munhu nenguva yavo zvakwana kana tarisa kuti vajudha nhasi muimba yavo shamwiya haibudi nekuda kwokutadza kwakaita David kutora mukadzi wemunhu vanofa sei vanofa vachisungira vanofa vachiurayana kurobwa kwakaitwa David
aiwasanazvo mukoma Philip regai tipa vamwe mukana tinotenda asi taane chirongwa chinoitwa paweekend apa chatino batabata nyaya dzevanhu vemachechi chete vachitaura zvavanenge vachifungawo
izvozvo zvamuri kutiteereresa zvinhu zvisina kristu zvokuti taura pamusana pavanhu vasina mweya mutsvene izvozvo zvamuri kuda kutaura vanhu ticlaima vachitidzadza zvatisirimukoma
Philip pautongo hwejekerere hambana munhu anomanikidzwa kuti aite zvechikristu vamwe vanoda zvechivanhu vese vano vamwari vamwe vanoita zvechimoslimu zvichingodaro asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs that is our caller Philip is a very religious man you know he says he wants Studio 7 to focus more on Christianity because that is what it binds the people that is what unites the people all these issues that we talk about politics and stuff like that it only divides Zimbabweans but of course we respect his views he has got very strong views on that but of course we don't want to impose any religion on anyone you know people are free to worship whatever they feel like worshiping some are Muslims in Zimbabwe you know Christians some traditionalists, you know.
Yes. Just one second. Let me read this message from Muzi. Ngube. He says, the 14th birthday, Studio 7, nothing rocks better than Studio 7 in the diaspora. Studio 7 is the best and most objective balanced news in every Zimbabwean's ears. Not ZBC for sure. That spreads bad Zanupia propaganda. Studio 7 is the best professional journalists that make us all proud. Please keep up the excellent work until you all get your independent radio stations in a free and open Zimbabwe without ZANU-PF. And the last thing, kiki. That's most for you. Thank you so much, Muzi.
Yeah, I just want to ndoda kutenda mukoma vafona. Asi ndoda kuti ndiva yeuchidze zvakare kuti tange tinazvo zvirongwa zvakawanda. Zvakarerekera kune zvekunamata zvechitendero ende zvezvitendero zvakatsaukana sezvavataura kuti pane maMuslim pane vanotenda mumidzimu vanoteura kwemidzimu zvese zvirongwa zvakadaro tinazvo ndingape muratidzo kuti for instance ku women's program takabata misangano yakawanda yevanhukadzi vanosangana muno muAmerica vachisangana semakristu zvakatsaukana tsaukana tikakavha zvekare maconference akaita semachechi akaita seRoman Catholic pakauya papa paya tikakavha zvekare pakaitwa musangano weMennonites oweBrethren usakumbula doki siyapata indaba zonke ikoke hayi singeke sachi kuti vele sipata izombusa zvokuphela sipata indaba zonke okugoqela konke lezo kukhulela
uchaya kuhle sibuchayinisike ndisibe ngiyabona
let's politics
let's politics but politics and other politics soke vala mchanisike
Hi, ngiyalichayela ihlombe lonke esisebenza sonke lapha ku Studio 7 nganyeke labalaleli bethu abasisekele okweminyaka elishumi lane.
Thank you so much. We have come to the end of our program and saying have a nice weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and wish to thank our guests today, Mr. Ray Choto and Ms. Placidis
Jeremiah. And of course, our engineers and producers, our listeners and callers.
Yes, ma'am.